Dzień dobry.
Good morning. Good afternoon, actually. Warm welcome to you to the presentation of BZW BK performance for quarter one 2016. Together with us, there is Jerry Byrne, chairman of the supervisory board, and Eamon Crowley, the CFO of the group, as well as Wojtek Skalski, who is in charge of the financial accounting area, and Carlos Polaino, our financial controller. My name is Agnieszka Dobrzecka, and I'm in charge of investor relations. Mr. Byrne, I'm handing over to you.
Thank you, Agnieszka. Welcome, everybody. We'll try to do this concisely and clear and not delay you too long. We're very satisfied with the first quarter results when we consider what we manage. Things are evolving extremely well, and we'll give you some detail and context for why I say that. But the attributable profit, as you've already seen in the press release, is in line with our own expectations, and in fact might be a little ahead of market expectations. But more encouraging aspect of it is that profit is derived from the organisation being more productive. What do I mean by that? We are doing more business with more customers today than we were 12 months ago, or indeed 3 months ago. And the figures will confirm that in a moment. So at top line, there is productivity gains. We're outperforming the market. We're increasing market share in those segments that we see as particularly attractive in the medium term. Our costs are under tight control. Our 3% cost increase is related to investment in new technologies and some external and one-off that we'll talk about. But the key message to you is that our underlying costs, our day-to-day bread and butter costs, are flat, and the trajectory on costs will be no growth, low growth. On the non-performing and provision line, significant improvement quarter on quarter and year on year. Our provision charge-off for the quarter is at 74 basis points. Not so long ago, we had a provision charge-off of 110 basis points. And our non-performing loan portfolio stands at 7%, but is reducing quarter on quarter. In fact, in BZ Bubica Bank, our provisions are, our NPL ratio is heading towards 5%. By year end, early next year, it will be 5% or less, which will be one of the best in the market. So before I, before I talk about the specific numbers, let me make a comment or two about how we see the economic climate. And we're positive about it. We believe that the fundamentals continue to be good. You know, there can be variations from month on month, quarter on quarter, but when you look at the makeup of the Polish economy, the diversity in the GDP contribution from international and from domestic, and then from domestic investment to consumer spending, it is well diversified. We don't see any particular dark clouds on the horizon, and we predict the type of growth that you see on the screen. So stable, diversified, and conducive to a retail commercial bank doing good business. Interest rates will continue to remain low. Question mark whether we will see a further cut, and no inflationary pressure, and currency quite stable. Let me not on the slide, but be again before. Sorry, let me talk to this one. The growth in the sector is as highlighted on the screen. about 6% growth on lending in the last in the first couple of months of 2016, deposit growth at 10. You'll see from our own figures that in the lending space, we're substantially outperforming the market. And that is a direct result of our focus and our strategy. And I'll talk about that in a moment. Okay, but from a sector point of view, still growth there. Question mark over what impact, if any, the banking tax will have on capacity for lending growth as the quarters go forward. And like you, we will just wait to see how the pattern is there. But in terms of our own capacity, we believe we will be outgrowing the market. Just in terms of external factors that are impacting ourselves and impacting the banking sector, banking tax levy, as you know, has already kicked in. We have paid the first 2 months, February and March. That is going to have a significant impact on the profitability of the sector and indeed on capital ratios and on the ability to generate sufficient return on capital. Likewise, banking guarantee stability fund costs, the capital retention costs from a regulatory requirement, and some one-off exceptional contributions to mortgage stability fund and indeed contribution to stability around the sector. They're all impacting adversely on both ourselves and on the sector. I mentioned those in the context of the pending Swiss franc agenda. So we, from our part, certainly would be encouraging careful and prudent planning around any Swiss franc mortgage solution. When you put all of the external factors that I've just mentioned, when you put them all together, it could potentially have a destabilizing impact on the sector, which would clearly be unwanted from all stakeholders' perspective. So caution and prudence, I think, are appropriate as we all work towards a solution on the Swiss franc. We'll talk about our own experience on Swiss franc mortgages later on. Okay. So, a quick pen picture of our franchise. Clearly, we're the number three bank. You're aware of that. Combined with Santander Consumer subsidiary, we have 6.4 million customers today. The bank itself has in excess of 4 million. And a striking evolution there is the migration of customers to digital. You see in the map almost 2 million digital customers today, and that trend is growing exponentially, and you'll see that later. Our balance sheet, for the first time, our lendings as a group are in excess of 100 billion, and we are self-funding. Our deposits are the same, with a strong customer base and a national distribution. A busy slide, but let me put it just, I'm using it just to make a couple of points to you. Our clear focus at management board level today is effectively to fundamentally transform the business model. What do I mean by that? We are enhancing the customer experience substantially. That would be largely driven by our investment in new technologies and in new channels and a new distribution capability. More and more customer preference is clearly in the digital space, and we are adapting to that and we're investing heavily. So we're going to make the proposition more simple for the customer, access more readily available, continuously available, and processes around that, internal processes, will be dramatically shortened and simplified with a lot of automation. Banks that don't go into this space and invest heavily, they are running the risk of stagnation because clearly the marketplace and the consumer choice is changing. So our data information, our customer relationship management systems, around 6.4 million customers. We are spending a lot of time, a lot of investment, a lot of focus on that, and we are making internally the platform to do business much more efficient, much more cost effective, and you will see that as the quarters evolve. Here's an important slide because it captures for you really the moving parts in the first quarter. Eamon will talk in more detail later about it, but the key messages I want to give you from the top left, and we can work our way around the slide. We have stabilised our net interest margin close on 3.6%, one of the best, if not the best, in the market. That's derived from very good leadership around our balance sheet management and the subsectors that we have chosen to do business. We are investing in customer segments that offer us a better profit potential return, and that's coming through on our net interest margin. That speaks for the liability side of the balance sheet as well as the asset side. Likewise, on the top left, our fee income year on year has increased. Again, we'll talk in more detail. 3% growth year on year. You know, you compare quarter on quarter and you can get a distorted look because there can be seasonal factors, there can be pre-Christmas charges, there can be Christmas consumer finance increase, which affects the fee charges. So quarter and quarter can distort. We're more focused on what are the yearly trends. It's not coming from price increase. It's coming from doing more business with more customers. Down on the bottom left confirms about doing more business with more customers. You can read those figures for yourself, but let me pick out a few. PLN mortgage growth, 21% year on year. SME lending, 12% growth. Corporate indigenous lending, 15% growth. Substantially above the market. And good quality lending, deriving good quality margins. So over on the top right, our core income, our core top line income has grown 6% year on year. And as I said before, costs tightly managed and non-performing and provision charge-off dramatically improving. That all falls to the bottom line before exceptional things like banking levies and regulatory costs. Okay. So a couple of key ratios. And again, let me remind you, BZ Bubica is best in class in the market under any measurement. Including these, our return on capital, albeit reducing from a high, reducing to 12.2%. The sector is in single digit and reducing. This is the impact of banking tax levy, banking guarantee fund charges, one-off contribution to a cooperative bank. Bankruptcy, etc. They all impact on the return on capital, obviously. We're self-funding and we have one of the strongest capital positions in the marketplace. We are one of very few banks from 2014-2015 earnings that have paid a dividend. As you know, we paid a dividend, or we voted to propose a dividend, approved a dividend payment, which will be paid in the middle of May. For both 2014-2015 at 13 zloty a share. One of the few banks to do that. So again, confirmation of our growth. You can read the figures for yourself. But again, above market, significantly above market in lending activity, and more particularly significantly above market in our chosen segments. Okay. I'll skip that one. Yeah, there's an interesting slide. This confirms the diversity of our business model. You know, in round figures, half of our assets and half of our liabilities are coming from retail. and half are coming from business related, with a very good mix in the, on the liability side between current account savings and term deposits. So a very diversified, stable balance sheet that is giving us recurring stable income. Next one. We'll come back to these. Next one. Go back to that one. Yeah, thank you. Let us pick out two subsidiaries for special mention and look at the growth rate in both of these. Our leasing subsidiary substantially outperforming the market in terms of new business. 7% market share, but within subsegments that are attractive are already significantly in double-digit space. Likewise, our factoring operation growing well above market, and we now have 12% market share. Here are interesting slides and confirm what I said at the outset about the change in customer preference for doing banking business. The uptake quarter on quarter on our internet banking customers, but also more importantly, the type of business that they're now transacting with us is showing exponential growth. We now have close on 2 million internet users, and they are buying various products through that channel at this stage. Mobile is even more encouraging. It's a generation behind internet, a small generation, but again, the uptake of mobile users, active users, and users that are buying product is very striking, very positive. We are encouraged about it. We have the best mobile application, not alone in the Polish market, one of the best in Europe. We continue to invest substantially in that technology, and this is all part of our digitalization agenda. So you, as the quarters go forward, you can expect those graphs to continue to show growth trajectory. What it means, we have more satisfied customers who are buying product themselves, and we can deliver it far more efficiently. There's a win-win cocktail here that we have to make sure that we harvest. Okay, I'll invite Eamon to make some comments on more detail on some aspects of it, and then we'll go straight into question and answers with you.
Okay, so thank you, Gerry. So if we just turn to page 23, we'll see the loan book. Gerry's touched on this already. You'll see that our loan book is up 10% year on year, which is significant growth and significantly ahead of the market. You can see in the quarter it's up 3%, so we continue to grow through the first quarter. Key mentions here are in the, as Gerry mentioned, in the Polish Zloty mortgage portfolio. It's up 21% year on year, but importantly, sales are up 55% versus quarter one last year, so it's performing very well. Cash loans, credit cards, overdrafts are up 7%. We're slightly behind market growth on cash loans. In the first quarter, we adopted a price-driven strategy rather than volume. We've launched a new campaign in quarter two, and we expect the volume of cash loans to pick up in quarter two, but we're still pleased with performance there. SME leasing and factoring together up 17%. Gerry already mentioned leasing and factoring, but very strong growth in SME and very in SME loan growth, but most importantly, very strong growth in SME client activity, where we have 15% more active clients than we had this time last year. And in the corporate sector, including property, up 15% year on year. In SCB, their gross loan book was only up 3%, but if you just focus on the core part of their operation, which is consumer lending, it's up 10% year on year as well. So in line with BZVubica growth, so quite impressive across all the key segments that we're operating in. If we turn to the next slide, which is slide 24, customer deposits up 11%, so slightly ahead of the market. The key thing to look at here is actually the switch. Our customers switch into demand and savings accounts, worth 6 billion of an increase in those two areas year on year. This is connected to the whole area of transactionality and the fact that we have more loyalty from our customers and they're operating through current accounts. And indeed, we've had quite a significant success in a digital offering current account in the market in quarter one. We also should highlight here that ARCA funds, or funds under management, are down 8% year on year. Quarter one, as I'm sure you'll know, particularly the earlier part of quarter one, was quite difficult for all asset managers and has seen a fall in assets under management given market conditions. The key thing to mention here is actually the quarter-on-quarter result, which is increasing. And why is that? Because we have brought new product to the market, brought two new funds to the market, and we will continue to bring new product to our customers in this area. So we can see some appetite for ARCA funds increasing towards the end of the quarter and into April at this moment. And the other thing I should mention is Santander consumer deposit base increased 21% during the year. So it highlights the ability of them to grow that deposit book at a price that's actually reducing in the market. So they're retaining customers and pricing down that book. If I move to slide 25, we have the net interest income slide. You know, the key mention here is that our net interest income has increased by 7% year on year, and that's in an environment where rates had reduced by 50 basis points in quarter two. So very good performance both in the bank and in Santander Consumer Bank. The slight reduction quarter on quarter is due to the fact that we've one less day. If there was the same number of days in the quarter, we would be flat by way of the level of income. And the net interest margin has stabilised at 360. I mentioned at the previous quarter that we expected a stabilisation of the net interest margin into the next couple of quarters. So it'll be plus or minus a few basis points as we move through. The key point to mention there is our loan book is growing. So obviously we're going to generate more income on that loan book. If I move to the next slide, which is net fees. Net fees in quarter one demonstrate seasonality, as Gerry has indicated. If we move down through the lines, card income slightly down in the quarter, but up year on year. The key mention here is that transaction volumes are actually up 16% year on year. So again, it highlights the level of transactionality. They're down 6% in the quarter, but that's the quarter four impact. Customer and other income, which relates to our current account fees and FX income from our customer base, that has reduced quarter on quarter and reduced year on year. You know, we are seeing more competition on FX income. There are more competitors with their platforms. We're trying to defend that position, but it is proving difficult, and we're seeing some reduction in income there. On loan and insurance, very good performance, up 6% in the quarter. The large 21% increase year on year relates to an accounting impact in quarter one of 2015, which is related to Aviva. When you strip that out, loan and insurance income is up 9%. Capital market fees, which is made up of brokerage fees, ARCA management fees, and also issuance fees, those three lines have reduced in the quarter. The brokerage fees primarily due to volume, so there was an increase in volume in quarter four, which reduced in quarter one, given market conditions. And in ARCA, the mix of funds have changed slightly. We have a higher proportion of lower fee income generating funds. Our policy and our strategy there is to bring customers into money market and bond funds and then try to move them to more income generating funds such as equity, Polish equity, European equity and European dividend funds. So that is a strategy we're adopting. By way of SEB, their fees increased to 58 million in quarter one, up 10 million from last year, and that was driven by additional insurance and credit card fees. If I move on to gross income, the key aspect of this slide is to highlight that our core income has increased by 6% in the year and also by 4% in the quarter. So it equates to an 87 million increase in top line income, which is very, which is quite good, I'd suggest, in the environment that we're operating in. If I move down into the different lines, gain losses on financial transactions, included in that is 39 million of gains on our ALCO portfolio. That's a reduction from 188 million recorded last year. And secondly, we've 83 million in trading income in that line. So quite a good performance with regard to our trading position in the quarter. The other item to note is that dividends, we received a dividend from one of the Aviva companies in which we have a 10% interest, and it was 80 million. Typically, or in previous years, that would be recorded in quarter two, but we received in quarter one. If I move to operating expenses, Gerry has mentioned the key aspects here. The increase in costs is driven by three things. One is an increase in IT spend. The second is an increase in banking guarantee and related costs, the mortgage protection fund. And thirdly, in other costs, a single legal provision with regard to a particular item, which is non-recurring, but it shows some increase there. Our underlying, it's a legacy item, as Gerry mentioned. Our underlying costs, when you strip those out, are actually flat. The other thing I should mention on this slide is staff costs have reduced by 5% year on year, which I'd suggest is, again, highlights good performance in this area and links to the point that Gerry was making around efficiency and increase in productivity. If I move here to the, this is the next slide, which is slide 29. We show our cost of credit at 74 basis points, obviously helped by the fact that we had NPL sales in quarter one. We expect that level to be around 80 basis points for the rest of the year. By way of coverage, we've increased to 63%. By way of NPL ratio, we've reduced it to 7%. If I actually highlight SCB's position in this regard, their coverage ratio is 92% on their NPLs, and their NPL ratio is 9.8%, which is stable. If we just move to the next slide, which is slide 30, we just highlight here the banking tax costs for the first 2 months. It's 67.6 million. 62 million of which is for BZWBK and 5.6 million for SCB. And on the slide, we also highlight the increase in regulatory costs, which we're incurring, and again mentioned by Gerry. I should have mentioned here that we contributed an additional 8.5 million to the mortgage protection, mortgage borrower fund in quarter one. That just represented a final an amount with regard to the borrower fund. We don't expect any further contributions this year. So in total, as a group, we have contributed 48.5 million to that fund. If I move on to the next slide, which is slide 31, it highlights our attributable profit. You can see there, when you exclude the one-offs, our attributable profit is flat year on year. Again, very good performance in this environment, and it highlights a good performance. If we move then to slide 33, which highlights our capital position, you'll see that our total capital ratio at the end of March is 14.1%. Our core tier one is 13.7%. There's a technical timing issue here in that the capital ratio reflects the dividend being deducted. So we declared a dividend and recommended a dividend as a management board. At the end of April, post the AGM, we will be reflecting the retained profits from 2015, and that will add around 50 basis points to the ratios that you see. So the ratio today is 14.6 for total capital and 14.2 for core tier one. Once that technical item happens, because there was a question from someone, why has it actually reduced versus December? It's purely a technical issue. It hasn't reduced. The key indicators As Jerry mentioned, we have a 12.2% return on equity when you exclude one-off items. It has reduced, but it's well ahead of the market. Cost-income ratio of 46.8, which again is an area that I can't say we're happy with it, but it's an area which is against our competitors, which is quite good, and we would expect that to go on move in a downward trend over the coming quarters and years. So, can I just say overall, we can say that the business performance and the execution of our strategy, and these are the items, as Jerry mentioned, that are within our control, have been excellent, and we're able to deal with the items which are outside our control in a way to still produce returns which are quite good. So thank you very much.
Back to conclusion there, Emma.
Yeah. We'll just go back to slide slide 32.
So in a couple of sentences, let's repeat what we've said through the presentation. The economy will continue to offer very good opportunity for us. Our particular focus in that economy is those sectors that have clear line of sight for growth, i.e. Some sections of the retail sector, i.e. Mortgages, etc., and associated products. SME sector showing substantial growth in the economy, and we are a key player there with double-digit market share, as indeed in the indigenous corporate space as well. And we have a full-fledged global corporate banking for international trade. So we have all the dimensions covered, and we can grow our business in that economy. The strategy is clear. This is about doing it better from a customer perspective. We have more customers today than we ever had, and we're transacting more business with them, and the figures confirm that. As a management team, we are very focused on results. So any dimension, margin management, fee collection, cost containment, better underwriting, in other words, reducing our non-performing, and investing in transformation. They are key focal points for us. Just a summary comment. I know you'll be interested about succession plans and process for the appointment of the new president of the management board. That's on schedule. We have undertaken a thorough process, and we are now in the final phase of it. We expect an appointment before the end of the half year. We expect an appointment in the first half of this year. But I want to lay emphasis, while we're dealing with the appointment of the president, etc., and it has been vacant for a number of months, the first quarter results confirms the strength of the management team. Those results are not happening by accident. So BZ Bubica is fortunate. It has a very strong, experienced, well-seasoned management team. This business is bigger than any one individual. So obviously the appointment of the president is very important, but the business has a clearly defined strategy and is executing according to that strategy quarter by quarter, month on month. So thank you for your attention, and we'll take questions.
Zapraszam do zadawania pytań.
Please ask your questions.
Or is it all very clear?
No dobrze, skoro nie ma pytań.
If there are no more questions, I got some questions from the internet, so I'll read them out. And then maybe you'll have some questions.
Investments, how would this affect your cost base? What cost income ratio you target for a year?
Okay, so the investment in the IT expenditure relates to a program that is an ongoing program. It commenced in 2014. We will see results of that program through this year, but in the main in 17 and 18, and that primarily relates to the full digitalisation and simplification of process internally. So the return on that investment will flow in future years. By way of the cost income objective, you know, at this moment our cost income is sitting around the mid 40s level. It is our ambition to get that to lower that to around 42. It's questionable given the headwinds that are ahead of all the banking sector today this year whether that's possible for us, but it is our ambition. But I would suggest it will not go materially above the mid 40s level for this year.
Dobrze, skoro nie ma pytań, następne pytanie z internetu.
There are no questions. The next question from the internet.
Coal mining industry. Do you consider any impairments for coal mining sector? And the second question, in the cost of risk outlook of 80 basis points for year end 2016, what is your target right now? What is your expectation right now?
Yes, we do have some loan portfolio to the coal mining sector. In the overall balance sheet context, it's not material, and it's confined to a couple of cases. You would be aware from media coverage, etc., about plans and strategy to consolidate that coal mining sector and to stabilise it. We are active participants in that solution, but any impact would be insignificant from our point of view. Our exposure to that sector has substantially reduced over the last couple of years. It's now down to a couple of hundred million zlotys, and we would be prudent around any exposure there. So it's not of significance, and it doesn't concern us. Our provision charge-off running at 80 basis points, we're confident that we can keep it around that range. We have made substantial improvements on all legacy cases in the, let's call it the crisis time, where some part of our real estate lending got caught in that 2008-2012 market challenge. We have worked our way through that. That's why you're seeing our non-performing loans heading towards 5% as a bank. It will be around 5% by year end, and the quality and the underwriting skill that we have now in the bank, I'm very comfortable that we can run the portfolio on around 80 basis points. With the margins that we're earning on an aggregate basis, the risk reward is very appropriate.
Okay, so the next questions from JP Morgan. Strong growth in corporate in 1Q16. What sectors, margins? Is this run rate likely for the full year? The second one, deposit cost seems stable. Have you repriced deposits in first quarter or more scope in second quarter? Third, margin trends in the key products, please give outlook for consumer mortgages, SME, leasing, etc. Thank you.
We've definitely gone digital because all the questions are coming through the internet. But okay, so the questions here. So strong growth in corporate, what sectors and margins? Some of the growth in corporate relates to the fact that we had committed deals with customers from last year that the customers drew down. If you look at the there's one large deal in particular in the communications area, and we've also been growing quite strongly in the property area as well, where we have an expertise in that area. The margins are quite attractive at this moment, so there's no issue in margins. Is the run rate likely for the full year? Well, there's no doubt in that particular larger segment we've had quite a positive quarter one. That segment is under pressure from international competition, and also margins are important there. So we'll wait and see. But for us, the other parts of our business are growing quite strongly. We talked about SME, we talked about consumer, we talked about mid-corporate. So those areas we believe will still continue to perform well. Our run rate, the market's saying that corporate credit will, or credit will grow by 5 to 6% this year. We believe we'll be in excess of that. How much is really a question of market demands as we move through the quarters. The second question was deposit costs seem stable. Have we repriced deposits in quarter one? And is there more scope in quarter two? So the answer there is we haven't repriced deposits. The whole market has repriced deposits in that there is excess liquidity in the market, and the cost of deposits have actually gone down. But also, VIBOR has reduced slightly in the quarter, and so has Euribor. So that has some impact on the gross yield on our loan book. Is there scope in quarter two? There is, and the scope relates to two aspects. Is the more loyalty, more engaging, more transactionality that our customers are having. So we see more movement into current and savings account. That will continue. And in aspects of our business, in an area of in a market of over liquidity, we have the ability to reduce some pricing. So there is some scope in quarter two in that regard. Margin trends in key products and the outlook. At this moment, margin trends are relatively flat. You know, there's no marked increase in margins that we can see at this moment. For us, it's about the mix of business and the additional income we generate from transactions. But there's no marked increase in margins at this moment. But in that regard, we're not saying that our net interest margin will reduce. We will work to maintain that over the next quarters.
Are there any more questions?
I would have one question regarding margin outlook, because you said that you expect stabilization of margins, and at the same time you indicated some trends which are rather positive for margins, like sort of like space for reduction of deposits costs. At the same time, you said that consumer loans should accelerate because you started some promotions, which should be positive for mix. So my question is, what are the headwinds which cause that you don't expect margin improvement?
Well, there's competition. It's the first thing in the market.
But you said margins, outlook for margins is stable. So I understand that outlook for margins, like product margins, the question which was just second ago from the colleague, I understand that it includes competition.
It does, but the imposition of the banking tax in some areas of all banks' business, for instance, if you take the property business, means that an external operator outside of Poland can price at a different level, for example. So in this regard, there could be elements of our larger corporate business that may flow away, or depending on pricing, may stay. And we'll be working to offset any impact there with the mix on higher margin business. But Piotr, as you know, we tend to under-promise and over-perform. So I'm not so downbeat about net interest margin. I don't want to promise too much, but we will be working hard to maintain net interest margin on the book and increase it as well.
And if I may, maybe once again the same question, but Because we are thinking who will be outperforming the market volume growth-wise once the banking tax is in place. And now what we see this result is that you grow in corporate much stronger than the market, and also in mortgages your sales keep increasing. And my question would be whether you are somehow late in the pricing of your margins comparing to the peers, or this is somehow your strategy that you will leave these margins where they are and keep outgrowing the markets, because maybe some other peers will increase prices.
If you take mortgages are typically a 20 to 25 year product, so there's a long term relationship with the customer that isn't just purely about margin in that regard. So, you know, we are adopting long-term view on by way of not only pricing but the whole relationship approach, and we see that March we had 15% of the mortgage sales market. So we like active customers. We like that relationship in the long term. By way of the corporate segment, you know, the quarter one performance is quite good, but it is influenced by deals signed in 2015, which were then drawn in the first part of 2016. So there has to be a balance there by way of, particularly in large deals, that, you know, the margin has to be sufficient to ensure that we make the proper return on them. But we look to outgrow the market in the segments there where we make the best return.
And maybe in your retail segment on page 15, you present the sale of cash loans. You mentioned that you have already come up with the new campaign. But my question would be, what was happening in the last two quarters? You think that the competition was doing something? I mean, the prices were changing? Or why was it the case that generally the sales were rather slowing down in the last two quarters for you?
We put it down to competition and campaigns. So other competitors had stronger campaigns. We didn't have a cash loan campaign in the first quarter, and other customers did, or other competitors did. So, you know, the slowdown isn't significant. You know, you're talking about, you know, 50 million zlotys would make up the difference. So it's not in any way something that we're worried, concerned about, but it is a situation that we need to go back on the marketing approach with regard to our cash loan offer.
Also, the seasonality factor there, first quarter won't be the strongest necessarily.
It's still done. And maybe another question for me when it comes to the CEO decision, because Mr. Morawiecki has left you end of last year, in October or November, and it takes quite a lot of time, and there are some rumors on the markets. Let's say one comments are that you necessarily want to choose someone from the team that you have, and the second would be that there is some manager who is waiting from the non-competitive period to expire. And maybe you could give us some guidance. Who are you? Whether you have made up your mind and waiting for communication, or do you want someone from the inside or outside, or any flavor? And why is it taking so long? Or maybe nobody is good enough, like, for now?
No, I can only repeat what I said already. At the outset of the process, we said we'll take our time at this. We'll do it thoroughly. We'll search the market and we'll search internally. And that's what we have done. And we have done it in a very professional, mature way. And the logistics around this, you'd be very surprised, takes quite a lot of time. And it goes through different phases, and it involves a lot of people. So there's nothing untoward about it. I'm certainly not going to feed rumour or speculation. There's nothing extraordinary about it. And as I said, we'll most likely make an appointment in the first half of the year. And I'm going to repeat this because this is key. Obviously, a CEO president is very important for an organisation. But one of our winning philosophies in BZ Bubica, and it's a characteristic for years, is the team. You know? And the managing board, you look at the profile of the managing board and the executives that are circling that, and they are a very experienced, well-established team who are well capable of driving the organisation forward. And that team will be joined either internally or externally by somebody in the short term, and no more complex than that. Meanwhile, we've all been very busy, thankfully, over the last few months, and business is good. If we could only manage the external factors as well, we'd be in great shape.
A question about visa. As far as I remember, March was the month when you were supposed to get the final settlement from visa, if I remember correctly. You have informed us already about the preliminary. I was going to ask you whether there's any changes to that, and if you have any idea already when and how are you going to book it. I'm asking in terms of the cash portion and the equity portion.
Yeah, it's our intention to book that in Q2. We're not aware of any changes at this moment, and the numbers that we disclosed by way of the
visa transaction?
Yes.
Yeah, it could be third part.
The cash portion, i.e. the P&L portion and the capital portion is disclosed in the already. Timing expected Q2, possibly Q3.
Most likely third part.
Yeah. No, if it all settles, it'll settle together. But the reflection of it, by way of the financial reflection, will be an element, €46 million, will go through a P&L, and €16 million will go through capital.
There could be a variation on that before final sign-off. Yeah, the cash and the earn-out piece, the variation could change. I sent you a mail on that.
What part of your sales of mortgages was subsidized with this Mieszkanie dla Młodych program? And considering that this year tranche is already exhausted, do you expect that your sales will significantly drop in Q2 in mortgages? And the second question is about this provision for this legal dispute, which you mentioned that you made in Q1. How old is this case? I mean, when it was originated? More or less, I don't know the exact year, but
okay, so
5 years ago.
I'll answer the second question first. So we don't go into specific details, but it's a couple of years old, a number of years old. So we don't go into specific details apart from that. On the first question, unfortunately, I don't have the information for you, but I'll come back to you separately on that.
What was exactly the year of this provision for this dispute?
Well, if you look at the note in the financials, you'll see the increase in legal provisioning, and it represents the majority of that increase. So I'll direct you to the note in the accounts.
It's a one-off exceptional. It's not recurrent. It's not systemic. No, these things happen in a journey of business, and it's very old, in fact.
Dziękuję serdecznie wszystkim za przybycie.
Thank you very much for coming, and let's have the offline part of the meeting.